Texas.
Boogie back to 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 Texas.
We're gonna boogie back to Texas 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in. You know, I admire and respect all of our DJs right here on the Voice of Vashon. They do a pretty fine job in their own ways, and the range of music played on VOV boggles my mind. I dare say that any station cannot come close to that range. It's awesome. Yet no DJ impresses me more, however, than the jazz guy. Bill has well over 400 shows that he's done. His research is impeccable. His choices of music always work. And it's done with a sly and sometimes overt sense of humor. And that's why I'm not shy or ashamed of stealing his ideas, especially for themes like tonight's show. His prime example, because the theme is walking. Now, Bill has four of those shows on Walking Paul from Jazz Musicians. Mine is the first, and probably the last and only, on walking. We're going to lead off this walking show with Dallas native Steve Miller, and kind of some kind of dance that he's doing. It's called The Walk. Steve Miller.
Dance that you can do. You just walk. You just walk. Oh, you walk. Yes, you walk. Yeah, you walk. And that's the walk. Well, I know you heard of the old mambo, and I know you heard of the old Congo. Your partner's told you to walk. Yeah, you walk. Then you walk. And you walk. Now you walk. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. That's the walk. That's the walk. Yeah.
Susan Ashton with Walk On. Came from her album of the same name. Came out in 1994. We haven't heard Susan before on Boogie Back. That's why having these themes is so much fun. I get a chance to discover some new folks every once in a while. Susan is from Irving, Texas, and she started out in contemporary Christian music. She was really successful in that genre. She had some number one singles, various awards, a Grammy nomination, and later she moved into the country genre without a whole bunch of success there. And then she got dropped by her label. She tried to restart her career in 2013, but again, without any success. Before Susan, we heard Steve Miller Band and The Walk from his most recent album, Let Your Hair Down. And I say most recent, but it was released back in 2011, although various compilations have come out since then. Regular listeners to Boogie Back know that Steve is a native of Dallas, and his dad knew musicians like Charles Mingus and Les Paul, who were frequent dinner guests. Steve went to high school with Boz Scaggs, has had two pretty distinct stages in his career. First as a blues rocker with a little bit of taste of psychedelia, and he was out of San Francisco at that time in the 60s, and then he was a top-selling pop rock act in the mid to late 70s. Lately, he's turned more to his blues roots again. This is Songs About Walking from Texas musicians here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. Well, after kicking it out a little bit at the start, we're going to slow things down. A little bit of haunted, bluegrass-tinged, wonderful tune from Sarah Giroux's Runaway.
Ocean, ride the way you will. Lead us down a road where no one goes. We can run away. Come take my hand while I'm waiting here. Get away from it all and find what's real. If we don't get out now, the chance won't reappear. We can run away. Creatures of the night, we set each other free, run away with me.
Oh, yeah. Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band and All These Blues Go Walking By. And that came from the 2020 album Just Like Moby Dick, although that version that we just heard was recorded live at the KUTX Studio 1A. CD version has got a few strings and a little bit of orchestration, and I like this kind of cleaner version better. Terry's not only a singer, songwriter, and keyboard player, but also an internationally known visual artist. He's from Lubbock, and many of his band members are from Texas. The singer on that song, Shannon McNally, has no connection to Texas that I can find, damn it. But also on that song, you heard a bunch of Austin musicians. Charlie Sexton on guitar and backup vocals. Bucca Allen, one of Terry's sons, was on keys, along with Terry was on keys as well. Glenn Fukunaga usually plays bass. He was not with them on that cut. And Davis McCarty, Terry's longtime drummer, all of them out of Austin, were on that song. We got off that set with Sarah DeRose, also from Austin, and Runaway came from her second album, Follow Me Down, released in 2011. Sarah was a childhood bluegrass prodigy, but she's since branched out, including joining up with Sarah Watkins and Effie O'Donovan in the band I'm With Her, and their debut album also won a Grammy. In 2020, her album World on the Ground won a Grammy, and she's got another album out in 2021 called Blue Heron Suite, which has been nominated for a Grammy. Not too bad for Sarah DeRose. She's really, really obviously a good musician, and her writing has grown and matured over time. Listen to songs from Texas musicians right here on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing a little walking music tonight. Thanks for listening.
Support for Voice of Vashon comes from Airlift Northwest, providing life-saving air medical transport 24 hours a day in our community and throughout the region. For more information, visit airliftnw.org.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay warm during these cold winter months at psc.com/lower.
Well, thanks to all those folks, and thanks to you. So one of the ways that activists draw attention to a cause is walking a long way, often to raise money, and another way, course, is the march as a form of protest. And for those of us who grew up in the 60s, there was no shortage of things to march for and against. And I guess that's true pretty much today. We've got a couple of songs in that vein in this next set. We're going to lead off with Jeffrey Martin and What We're Marching Toward.
Share with me scriptures and help me to know it's easier to sink than to rise. The black and white bullets that fly from my mouth are hand-picked, tired old lines. And my shoes have worn through from this walking around. It's time to stand still and fight. Even the loudest of words will not make a sound compared to the sound of what's right. I saw a man on the news tonight crying for his child in the war. He looked at the camera and asked with his eyes, do we know what we're marching toward? In the halls and the courts, the dead kings cry out. Power is a slow turning wheel. Art came around for us and it'll come around for you. It only gives what it can then steal. And the high-headed men that build the engine that runs are cold and dead in the ground. What they built when they lived, when they died was undone, except for what's holding us down. I saw a man on the news tonight crying for his child in the war. He looked at the camera and asked with his eyes, do we know what we're marching toward? Now choose to believe in that silver-tongued dream, or try to rightly see that the strings you feel at the end of the day are the same strings pulling on me. And if the truth can be beaten and tied to a chair and made to say whatever we want, then the words that we serve are nothing but ours, and our God is not God after all. I saw a man on the news tonight crying for his child in the war. He looked at the camera and asked with his eyes, do we know what we're marching toward? Do we know what we're marching toward? Do we know what we're marching toward?
Now what's up with the walking man? I wonder where he's gone. Marching down to Birmingham, I think I'll tag along. Was a walking man come by here 100 years ago? Walking down the Trail of Tears, out to Oklahoma, oh, out to Oklahoma.
Hand me down my walking shoes, hand me down my cane, tune me up my mandolin,
I'll be on my way. Hey, it sure does smell like rain. Through
was a walking man in the Dust Bowl days. Had a six-string guitar in his hand to kill a fascist every day. Chuck Berry is a walking man, so was Gandhi too. I'm gonna lace me up my old broke hands, that's just what I'll do. I got walking left to do.
Hand me down my walking shoes, hand me down my cane, tune me up my mandolin, I'll be on my way. Hey, if I had shoes
like a walking man,
tell you what I'd do. I'd walk away and not come back till I got to Kathmandu.
Do-da, all the do-da.
Guy Clark from The Walking Man, from his 2006 album Workbench Songs. And I've mentioned a number of times before on this show that Guy not only was a great songwriter, storyteller, performer, he also was a master luthier, technically a craftsperson who builds or repairs string instruments that have a neck and a soundbox. And in this case, the soundbox was a guitar. In a 2006 article in Fretboard Journal, they mentioned that the line between Clark the luthier and Clark the songwriter is blurry or even obliterated. Guy is quoted as saying, "I've always been a proponent of both sides of the brain, the yin-yang thing, and writing is so cerebral, trying to conjure this stuff up out of your imagination, and then in the same breath, take three steps right over there to the workbench, grab a tool, and get this piece of woodwork. I think that's one of the healthiest things I've ever done." Guy never took his own homemade guitars on the road, though. He always wrote his songs with them. And they were typically 19th century style flamingo guitars. Before Guy, we heard a pretty fine songwriter himself from Portland, spent some of his youth in Dallas, Jeffrey Martin, with What We're Marching Toward from his 2017 album, One Go Round. I think we've heard every cut on that album on this show at one time or another, and a few of them more than once. Just to boogie back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where tonight we'll listen to songs from Texas musicians about walking. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, strolling around the studio. Thanks for listening. Next up, Lyle Lovett covers a song by Willis Allen Ramsey, kind of a weird story. It's kind of a weird story about lost love and its impact on his sleep. Here's Lyle Lovett and Sleepwalking.
Last night, you know, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing, turning, counting sheep to tell the truth. The next thing I knew, I woke up on the outside in the middle of the avenue. Policeman spied me in traffic there, my t-shirt and my underwear. It's the sun, sun. It sure don't look good, the way you've been calling for your baby all over the neighborhood. I was sleepwalking again last night. The way I was sweet talking must have caused a terrible fright last night. You know I was sleepwalking. I someone saw me at a donut shop. I was sitting crying on a tabletop. It was not a pretty sight. I was out of control. The way that I was carrying on about my sweet jelly roll. I said, officer, please, my baby's got me down on my knees, lying in bed late at night. Sometimes I just go out of my head at night, and I go out sleepwalking. Later on, down at the jail cell, I was hoping things would turn out well, because I don't recall that masquerade ball. Sure don't remember nothing, y'all, about that vulnerable rubber doll. It seems I was sleepwalking again last night. The way I was sweet talking, caused a terrible fright last night. You know, when I was sleepwalking. So lately I've stopped going anywhere. I've taken to sleeping with a teddy bear. It's a very full and rich imaginary life. It's sure enough better than dreaming, y'all, about any imaginary way. No more sleepwalking. Talking. No more sleepwalking. No more sweet talking.
Sitting on the back porch, staring at the sun, and I wonder if it's going down. I used to think that I'd be the one, but you never know what's coming around. That's why I'm already walking, already singing to myself, already humming on the way back, on the way back. Glad when you realize
can and do what you must. I hope you find somebody you can trust. Stick out the sign, say, heaven or bust, and I'm already walking, already talking to my friends, already humming on the way back, on the way back. Light of love. Sitting on the front porch, staring at the moon, and I wonder if you're looking at it too. I like to know that you're still around as I plant my footprints all over town, 'cause I'm already walking, already singing with my friends.
That was Bill Kirchen and Austin DeLone with Already Walkin'. That came from their album Transatlanticana, released back in 2016. Bill was on guitars and harmony, and Austin was on the lead keys and the lead vocal. Bill probably is best known for his work with Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, band that started in Ann Arbor, kind of hit the intersection of rock and roll and country, but they moved to San Francisco, where they took off, so to speak. He became known as the Titan of the Telecaster, crack myself up sometimes. And he played with all kinds of folks, especially Nick Lowe, over about a decade. He's lived in Austin since 2011. And before Bill and Austin, we heard Lyle Lovett and Sleepwalkin' from his 1998 album, Step Inside This House, the one where he covers lesser-known songwriters, in this case, Willis Allen Ramsey, who wrote Sleepwalkin'. Willis was raised in Dallas, and his first album is a collector's item that I just got a hold of yesterday. And supposedly, there was a second album recorded before he and his label broke up, and he gained a whole bunch of fame, and I mean, imagine money, too, as people from Widespread Panic to Jerry Jeff Walker to Waylon to Sean Colvin and Jimmy Buffett and others recorded his songs, and he's been working on another album since 1997. In an article in The Record, which is NPR's music news, the article was published April 9th, 2018. Joe Nick Petoskey, the longtime Texas Monthly writer, writes about the road that Willis has been on to create that album, which still hasn't come out. And it's a fascinating article, and because we got Willis's record, we are going to be hearing more about that in the future. You listen to songs from Texas musicians about walking right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True History Book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally. The bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at VashonLab.com. Next set of songs about walking leans a little bit country, and it's all about relationships in trouble. Not surprising for that genre. We're going to lead off with Nancy Griffith and Walk Right Back, a song and a style that may sound familiar to you. Here's Nancy Griffith on The Voice of Vashon.
I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to know that since you walked out on me, nothing seems to be the same old. That burns within my heart for you, the good times we had before you went away. Oh, me, walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. These eyes of mine that gave you loving glances once before changed to shades of cloudy gray. I want so very much to see you just like before. I gotta know you're coming back to stay. Say it's great to hear from you, but there's a lot of things a letter just can't say. Oh, me, walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day.
I'm willing to walk the floor, cry big and crawl down on my knees. But if you can't see I need your love, not your sympathy, then I'm willing to walk away and set you free. Lately I've been just a little far down on that list of priorities you carry around. I don't need no lip service, those kisses just won't do. I need a every little piece of your heart and every bit of you, 'cause I'm willing to walk the floor, and crawl down on my knees. But if you can't see I need your love, not your sympathy, then I'm willing to walk away and set you free. Baby, I'm not sure what's come between us. Darling, why let foolish pride defeat us? If you give me an inch, then I'll walk that mile for you. And we can heal up all of this pain before we're through, 'cause I'm willing to walk the floor. Crawl down.
Did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Now, darling, you know I love you well. I love you more than words could ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine, but you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart speaks right in two. The floor over you. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Dale Gilmore and Walking the Floor Over You from his Come On Back album, released back in 2005. It was written, recorded, and made famous by Ernest Tubb, another Texan. This album was done as a tribute, a memorial to Jimmie Dale's father, Brian Gilmore. It consists of songs that his dad particularly liked. Jimmie Dale said that his father was not a materialistic guy, but the one thing he cherished was his old Fender electric guitar, and that music was an ever-present given in his life. Jimmie Dale still has that Fender, and it's actually in the cover of that album, as a matter of fact. Before Jimmie Dale, we heard Radney Foster and Willing to Walk from his Labor Love album, released back in 1992, and I found that CD in a used record store that was across the street from an apartment where we were staying in Edinburgh, Scotland, a few years ago. Radney was born in Del Rio, Texas, and had a good deal of success as a part of the duo Foster and Lloyd, and then he went out on his own, and on that cut, you heard Mike McAdam on lead guitar and the seemingly omnipresent Lloyd Maines on pedal steel. And by the way, you also heard Lloyd Maines on the Terry Allen song we heard earlier today. Leading off the set was Nancy Griffith singing harmony with herself with Walk Right Back, written by Sonny Curtis and recorded by the Everly Brothers and quite a few others. That song came from Nancy's 1998 album Other Voices 2, A Trip to Bountiful. Of course, the title is from Truman Capote's first novel, Other Voices, Other Rooms, came out in 1948, and the other part of the title is from Horton Foote's Academy Award-winning movie from 1985. And Nancy said that the project, all songs from writers that she admired, was dedicated to the memory of all the other voices no longer traversing our earthbound radio waves. We'll sing your songs often with great pride and loudly. And Nancy, who passed away, will do your songs pretty well. You listen to songs from Texas musicians about walking right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, taking this stroll with you. Thanks for listening. We're going to head toward the door with another outstanding songwriter, James McMurtry, who is off and running.
Answer me when I call to you. What became of the life I knew?
James McMurtry and Off and Running from his album Where'd You Hide the Body. James is on vocals and guitar, and his band for the album included Don Dixon on bass and keys, Jim Brock on drums, David Grisham on guitar. James' ability to put together words to describe feelings and scenes and characters is, I think, equal to his dad's, although in a very different medium, poetry versus the novel, but both are incredibly well done. We're going to walk out the door this walking edition to Boogie Back to Texas by bringing back Jimmy Dale Gilmore. We're going to pair him up with Dave Alvin, and the song is the concluding song to their 2018 album, Downey Did Lubbock, the birthplaces of each of these musicians from rather disparate genres of music, but they discover they've got an awful lot in common, and they sound pretty good together, too. Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Dave Alvin and Walk On.
Find my way back home.
Well,
me what I could and should, but I'm walking down this road feeling mighty good. Walk on,
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 walk on.
I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home.
Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Dave Alvin on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for tuning in tonight. See you next week.